Welcome back, Sub-Zero Sports, Season 4, Episode 1. Today, we're talking NFL Week 18. Let's get it. And we're back.
We're back.
Another one.
A new season.
A new season. A new year.
New year.
Same Sub-Zero podcast.
It's just better.
Better.
It's just better. It's already better.
Better than ever.
Been a couple days, and that's already better.
I mean, that's pretty much how this works.
New year, same us.
We record, we hit the button, we roll, we stop with the button. What? It gets better.
That made absolutely no sense.
No, that makes sense. We record with the button.
We press the button.
The start button. Yeah. We stop with the button.
Yeah, we do. Stop with the button.
And then a few days later, it gets better. We do the same thing, but it gets better.
Okay.
You see what I was going now?
No.
It made sense. In my mind, it made sense.
Where the cheese at, Danny?
I might have messed it up with the button thing. Could have done without the button. But in general,
NFL.
It's week 18.
It is, unfortunately.
Meaning?
Most of these games don't freaking matter.
I didn't know if you were going to go most games don't matter or season's coming to an end.
That too.
Yeah.
But more on the fact, I don't know what to bet on.
Yeah.
Because 100%. You got a lot of teams not playing players. There's only a few games that actually matter.
Right.
Right. So
now,
what do you do?
The big question is, will that stop you from betting?
Probably not.
Probably not. Right.
Certain games will stop me. Certain games will stop me.
For sure.
Like, I'll probably stay away from the Ravens and the Niners.
Okay.
More likely.
How about this? As we go down our money lines, since they're kind of lame games today, we'll go, are you willing to maybe sprinkle or are you not? Is it an absolute you won't bet it or will you consider?
Okay.
All right.
Just, literally, if you're fighting for a playoff spot, I'll consider. If you've already clinched a playoff spot.
But there's only a few of those out there.
Exactly. That's why I don't like this week.
Right.
Because then you only have a few games to choose.
You know what's interesting to me?
And I don't like those games.
You know what's interesting to me? Take a team like, I don't know, let's just say the Bears, for example, or Vikings, one of those two teams. You know, teams that, Vikings still have a chance, so we won't use them.
Somehow.
Right, but Bears are out.
Yep.
So, if you're a Chiefs fan, or if you're on the Chiefs, you're not playing, more than likely. Mahomes, Kelce,
already ruled out.
Yada yada, whatever, right? So, my thing is, why is it only if you've clinched a playoff spot that the teams aren't going to play their best players? Like, if you're the Bears, why would you run DJ Moore out there this week? That's where I'm like, why doesn't it work both ways? You already know what you have in DJ Moore.
Because they know their season's already over, so if he gets hurt, you're already going to the offseason anyways.
Yeah, but if you get hurt, like, what if DJ Moore tears his ACL this weekend?
That'd be terrible.
Yeah, he'd probably be back for week one next season, but, like, that's a long recovery when otherwise he could use that offseason to do something besides rehab.
Still paying him millions of dollars to play football games.
I get that that way.
And you want to sell tickets. Their Bears fans are coming to see Fields play. They're coming to see DJ Moore play.
Yeah,
if they rule them out, you lose ticket sales.
Fields I get, because I think the Bears are very torn right now on whether or not they're going to trade that pick and keep Fields or trade Fields and draft Caleb Williams, essentially.
Yeah.
So I get that one.
I think
maybe Bears are a bad example, but my point was a team that's already eliminated from playoff contention. Why, like, risk the – like, Falcons with – oh, no, they got a chance, too.
Yeah. Panthers?
No, because we're so bad. We're trying to see what we even have. I already thought about them. Give me something else.
Jets,
who's out? Maybe Jets. Let's go Jets.
No,
why
Garrett
play
Wilson?
Breece Hall or Garrett Wilson this weekend?
Because you're
Breece
paying
Hall's
them a lot
of money. Already had injuries. You know those two are future pieces of your team. Why not let those guys sit? Let's get a healthy offseason. Get Aaron Rodgers back and push for next year. Because if Garrett Wilson or Breece Hall get hurt this weekend, are you not looking pretty dumb?
But what's the chances of an injury like that happening to where they're out for a year?
They're not great, but what if it's even something simple?
And you got 9 months to recover, 8 months to recover.
Yeah, but you just don't want players to be getting injured no matter what. Like, even if it's a high ankle, you're done for like a month.
I just think it's due to the fact that you're already going to your offseason. You want ticket sales for that game. If you rule Breece Hall out, you rule Garrett Wilson out, that drives ticket prices down because those guys aren't playing.
But I'm looking at it
more, I think it's just all money. You're paying them that much money to play, so they're going to play.
I mean, it's a money-driven league, so yes, that's the answer. But I'm just thinking more of like, if you're a Jets, you know, organization member, shouldn't you be focusing more on how to put the best team out there in 2025, 2024, than selling tickets for week 18? No one's going to Jets Patriots anyway. No one's going. I think
those players want to finish out the season, though.
You think they want to play?
I would think so. Because you also got to think about these guys that get bonuses for reaching a certain amount of receptions or yards or touchdowns.
Now, if that's on the line, if that's on the line, then let's run them out there until they get it and then let's sit them down. I'm cool there. I'm cool there too.
Like, I think Nuke needs like a certain amount of yards this week and he gets like an extra 250,000.
Yeah.
So
stuff like that, I'm cool. Let's do it. But other than that, I don't know that they even want to play, to be honest. I think they'd rather collect their check, not play, especially on a team like the Jets or New England that has 4, 5, 6 wins, turn their attention to next season. Hey, especially for the Jets, let's get Aaron Rodgers back. Let's start working with him. Let's get on the same page, and let's just forget this year and move on to next year.
I just think it's the fact that if you're healthy too, you're getting paid to play.
Right.
Like, it just looks bad. It's not professional to not play unless the team actually sits you. Yeah. Like, you got to think the owner's like, I'm paying you millions of dollars to play football games.
Yeah.
Go out there and play. Again, comes back to
money. And I'm cool with it because, like you said, the odds of a long-term potential season slash career-ending injury are not high at all. But just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
It could get you. Could bite you.
Let's go quick recap and get into week 18. Yay.
Yeah. I went 0-2 on locks. You went 2-0, right?
Yes.
I went Bucks minus, what was it, 4.5?
I think it was 3.5.
Either way, they got curb stomped. No, I thought did I buy the point for the Rams?
No, you bought it for the Bucks.
I bought it for the Bucks. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You had the Rams at minus 4.5 because that was back-to-back 4.5 weeks, I think.
That's right. That's right. And they escaped with a win, at least.
They almost lost.
They almost lost. Probably should have lost.
Yep.
But they at least got the win.
Yep.
Clinched the playoff spot.
Yep.
They didn't cover the 4.5.
And then I had Niners minus 13. They won 37-20, I believe.
Yep.
And I had Bears minus 3.5, bought a half. No, minus 3, bought a half point to get to 2.5.
Correct.
Didn't need it. They won by like 17 or something like that.
Yeah. And then Bucks just got blown out.
But we both went 12-4 on money lines. Yep. Only difference we went was I went Steelers, you went Seahawks, you went Colts, I went Raiders. Washed out. Right. We both went 12-4.
Right. Total lost, on the season.
Lost Vikings, lost Cardinals, obviously.
Yep.
And there's one more. The Bucks.
Bucks, yeah. Yep, that's right. Total on the season for the Moneyline picks, I'm 130-62. You're 113-79. 17 games back.
Lisa locks it.
Now, theoretically.
I'm 17 behind, aren't I?
Yeah, you're right. There's only 16 games. I was going to say, theoretically, you could go opposite of me on every game.
I'm officially eliminated.
You're officially eliminated. Unless we did wild card picks, but that would be...
Include
seems like that seems like a new thing for playoffs. That'll be a new win-loss record, perhaps.
Next year, let's keep up with the
locks.
The locks, for sure.
Got to. Yeah.
Because those are the ones we're actually placing money on.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And, you know, really what ends up happening is I end up placing money on like 6 games that I don't even say on here.
Yeah.
But the ones I feel good about are normally the ones I mention on here.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, come Sunday, I'll be like, shouldn't have said that one on the pod. Yeah. You know, Sunday morning, I look at the slate and I'm like, that was a bad idea.
Why did I say that?
Yeah,
that was terrible.
That was awful. Before the games even start, you know?
Like I threw a teaser in with the Jags last week when they were -6.5 or -6 or something like that. And then Trevor was announced. He wasn't playing. And the line moved to like -2. I was like, crap.
Yeah.
Should have waited on that one.
Yeah.
So,
happens. It happens to the best of us. But it's a new week.
It is.
And there's new picks.
Unfortunately.
And there's new money to be made.
We're making money.
I mean, is what it is.
I will say the Eagles are dead to me.
Eagles are dead to you.
They screwed my teaser.
They did.
I had them at a pick'em.
Wow.
And they couldn't win.
Against the Cardinals.
I just took all the 4 heaviest favorites, Niners, Bills, Eagles, and one other team. I can't remember. But bought 13 points at a special teaser. I was like, this should hit.
Should hit.
It's like a 1-to-1, like 30 to win 20. 25 or something like that.
Yeah.
Eagles screwed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles so are Eagles are sliding off the face of the planet.
They are
right
not
now.
Looking good heading to towards playoffs.
No. And it's getting worse.
Yeah. Quick.
Yeah. And this is the worst time. Even if they win this week, you feel terrible about them in a playoff matchup.
Yeah, and it'll be on the road.
It'll be on the road, more than likely, if Dallas doesn't lose this week, which you wouldn't think they would.
But it also just seems like, what if they're like not trying and come playoff time, it's like we see the Eagles of old. And that kind of get
well,
that same feeling
thing.
With the Chiefs as well.
Here's the thing. We see it a lot when those teams that get to play on wild card weekend make noise. Happens a lot.
Mess it up in the divisional round, too, for teams that get that bye.
Yep. Also, Eagles, if they, doesn't matter to lose or win this week, let's just say Dallas gets the division, Eagles will be in the, they're locked into the five spot.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to get the winner of the NFC South.
Yeah.
You would think
pretty easy
they
matchup.
Would beat whoever of
Saints,
those teams.
Falcons or Bucks.
Right. You would think they would march their way right onto the one seed after that. Problem is, that's going to be San Fran on the road.
Yeah.
Can't imagine I'll be picking them to even maybe contend in that game.
I already saw what they did at Philly. What was that
right.
game? 42-19? Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. At San Fran.
Can't imagine. I will say it'll be closer than that.
Yeah, being a playoff game.
But the, give me 49ers by double digits in that hypothetical right there.
Yeah.
And you never know. The way the Eagles, if you're getting beat by the Cardinals, hey, then maybe a trip to New Orleans or Tampa wouldn't go your way.
That was an important game as well.
It was.
Because y'all went out, you win the division.
Exactly.
Get the two seed.
Yep.
Now you're looking at best, or Dallas should win. They're playing the
should
Commanders
win.
This week. Going to be a wild card spot. So.
Yeah. Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're looking at not
week.
Having to leave Philly until you potentially do go to San Fran.
Yep.
Now you're on the road from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
Also, fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
Did well in fantasy. We both got receiver one, CeeDee Lamb balled out.
Yep.
Great
yep.
matchup against
yep.
Detroit. And then I believe you got RB1 and Kyra Williams. I got RB2.
How about that?
So we got 1 and 2, Breece Hall. And then Lamar was QB1. We didn't get that.
Best fantasy predictions of the season so far.
Save the best for last.
So what is that? So now I'm up to 3 correct fantasies on the year?
Mm-hmm.
And how many are you at? 4?
I'm
You've
either.
Hit Gibbs. You hit CD this week.
I think I hit McCaffrey 1 week.
Yeah, I think it was McCaffrey. It's
Might
either 3 or
three.
4. It's
yeah.
somewhere around there, though.
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting hot on the fantasies.
Like I
this
said,
week is a fantasy challenge.
Yes.
We'll just have to see who's even available.
I'm going to Huntley for
could
the Ravens.
Could make it easier in a way. Think about it.
Yeah, slim picking.
Slim pickings, and there are some good teams like a CD Lamb.
Buffalo,
for the
Miami.
Cowboys. Yeah, where those stars are going to have to play.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see.
Probably
we'll
lean
see.
Tyreek this week.
Could be.
Possibly.
Last time they played Buffalo, didn't really go well for them.
In Buffalo. In Miami this time.
That's true.
Coming off a bad loss.
Yeah, that's
Very
true.
Very bad loss.
But
How
the Ravens just kind of seem like they're doing that to everyone right now.
I know.
So,
the Niners.
So how much am I going to hold that against them?
Are the Ravens the team to beat?
I
over the Niners.
Can't see how you say they're not, but in a Super Bowl hypothetical, I'd still pick the Niners.
And it kind of just seems like the Ravens are going to find a way to lose before
yeah.
the Super Bowl.
It feels that
honestly.
Way. They're very good at it.
Yeah.
Every year they lose in divisional round.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. In the last 5 years, well, since Lamar's been in the NFL, the Ravens haven't even gotten to a matchup with the big dogs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Whether it's been the Bengals with Burrow, Chiefs with Mahomes,
yep.
Buffalo with Allen. We haven't got to see that.
Nope.
Could this be the year? We'll
Choke.
See.
Choke.
All right.
They're good this year, though.
Speaking of the Ravens, they're good.
They're
and
good.
They are playing Saturday at 4:30.
Against the Steelers?
On
Doesn't
ESPN.
Matter. No one's going to be playing.
Monday Night Football on Saturday.
Saturday Night Football.
Saturday Night Football on Monday Night Football on ESPN.
So this is one of those games, Ravens Steelers. Stay away from it.
I will all agree to stay away from it. I will be picking Pittsburgh on the money line here to go into Baltimore and get this.
It's like, what do you think of this game? Like, it's like Florida State, Georgia. Like, what Ravens
it's,
are we going to see? How good are their backups?
And let's just somehow Pittsburgh's 9-7. I've said this like 40 times this year, and I don't know why it's continued to be the case. But somehow, I think Pittsburgh's going to get to 10-7. To have any chance to get into the postseason, which they need some other stuff to happen, they have to win this game. And Baltimore is the one seed no matter what. Their stars aren't playing. I know it's on the road. I'm going Pittsburgh.
I can tell you why. It seems like they do the same thing every year. Yep. Offense struggles. Great defense.
Yep.
Mike Tomlin's great head coach.
Yep.
Hasn't had one season under 500. And
here we are
imagine
again.
Imagine that. Do it again.
Yep.
Doesn't have the best team. And he finds a way. They're, if, at worst, they're
here's
not
a question for you regarding Pittsburgh. If you're a Pittsburgh Steelers administrator, organization member, whatever, owner, GM, do you not go get this man a freaking quarterback in the draft this year? You're going to have Caleb Williams. You're going to have Drake May. You're going to have Michael Penix Jr. You're going to have Bo Nix. You're going to have
some options there.
Jaden Daniels.
Only problem, they'll be picking down towards 20.
They will. But I know you'd have to give up some pieces or maybe some future draft picks. But is this overall roster right now good enough to be in win-now mode if you get them a good quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, you put a good quarterback in this on this team. You got George Pickens. You got Deontay Johnson. You got Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah.
Najee Harris, Jalen Warren. It's pretty good
They're
tandem.
Pretty good. They've been playing better lately, too. Their O-line is pretty good.
O-line's pretty good.
Defensively, they're a top-five unit in the league.
So you put a good quarterback on this team. Look at them now. They had Mitchell Trubisky. They had Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Now they're on to Mason Rudolph.
Right.
And they still have a winning record.
Yeah.
It's a great team.
If you get Drake May, let's say, not even, because those guys will probably go top three picks. Let's just say if you put, who's one that's probably going to slip?
I can see Penix slipping a little bit.
Let's go there. Let's go Michael Penix Jr. on this team right now. How much are better are they?
Right now?
Well, I mean, he's going to need he'll need the year to mature, like as his rookie year. But
give 2 years in. With the same defense, obviously you'd obviously lose some pieces probably, but with this defense and a quarterback that was 2 years in, they're probably looking at least
maybe 12 wins,
an extra 2 wins right now.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if you go this route, which this doesn't happen much in the NFL, that's why I'm going the draft QB route. Is you sign a big one out of free agency or you make a trade for one. We don't really ever see trades in the NFL for a legit quarterback.
Yeah,
doesn't really happen much. Occasionally, you'll get to sign one, maybe like an Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, but those don't come around yearly even.
No.
So, if you're going to go to win now mode, if you're Pittsburgh, which unless you're about to waste this defense and potential careers of Johnson, Harris, and Pickens, Freiermuth, you have to draft one this year. Because you tried to get Pickett, and that's not good enough.
What if you're in win now mode? We've kind of talked about it before, Cardinals, Bears. I know Cardinals already came out and said Kyler Murray's going to be the quarterback, but you never know.
Right.
Trade for Kyler, trade for Justin Fields. What's their record if Kyler Murray, Justin Fields is on the Steelers team this year? How many extra wins do they have?
Again, at least two more.
At least two.
This is at least a 12-win team.
Yeah.
If you put,
that'd be a scary team.
I prefer
Kyler
Murray
Justin.
Out of those two because of his ability. I think he can throw the ball better.
Yeah.
So if you put a healthy Kyler Murray on Pittsburgh right now, that's a potential.
They're at least 11-6-5 right now.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. They're favored to go 10-7.
Yeah.
So you give them a good quarterback compared to a bad one. Just call it what it is. To me, they have three bad quarterbacks right now. You give them a good one, I'm giving them at least 12 wins.
That's something I'd probably look into. Honestly,
I mean,
trading for established quarterback on a team that has that has good quarterbacks, but they have top five picks.
And look at Russell Wilson even.
Yep.
What if you put Russell Wilson on the team with this defense this year?
Yeah.
He took, Denver's 8-8 going into the final week?
Mm-hmm.
And his defense was 27th?
Yeah.
28th in the league this year? I know they got better
Not
as the year went
on. Not
that
many weapons either.
Not that many weapons. I mean, Jerry Jeudy has been an absolute bust.
Cortland Sutton's always hurt, seems like.
And Javonte Williams is coming off a long injury from last year.
Yep.
They're
I don't even know who the tight end is.
That's true. I don't remember who their tight end
is.
No idea
who the tight end is for Denver.
So, I mean, if you put even a guy like him who's getting towards the end of his career, but if you're in win-now mode, Russell for a year is not a bad gig either.
Yeah.
And this is one of those years, like we were just talking about, where you maybe do have some chances to trade for a good QB.
No.
Doesn't happen often.
No. So you're going
I'm
Steelers?
I'm going Pittsburgh.
I hate this game.
Yeah.
Because the Ravens has just been so good all year. But
they have been.
It's
but none of them are about
no
to play.
No starters about to play. So, yeah, I'll probably lean Pittsburgh here.
Yeah. I'm not sure that no starters are going to play, but you would think.
Sure, there'll be some, like Justice Hill, Isaiah Likely.
But they might just play for a little bit.
Yeah, like the first half, a quarter.
Yeah.
There's no telling.
Two Steelers picks here. Texans-Colts is the other Saturday game.
Big game here.
If Jacksonville loses, another big if,
Yep.
Winner of this game gets the AFC South.
Yep. I think Houston's the better team.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the road.
It is.
I like Houston. Mm. Indy's been super inconsistent. Houston, they've lost Tank Dell. Who else did they lose? They lost someone else, I feel like.
Well, Nico, but he's back.
Nico's back.
But he's been out with a hamstring.
Yeah. I like Houston here. Indy's just kind of been super inconsistent this year. They almost let the Raiders come back on them last week. Give me Houston on this game. This will be a game I probably do bet on because it means something for both of them.
Yeah. Last time these two teams played, week two.
Really?
Yeah. So and pretty Houston, much beginning to end. Indy won in Houston 31-20.
Really?
But that was Stroud's second game ever.
Yep.
I'm torn here. I think Houston is still...
Houston minus one.
I think they're still... I don't even know if I want to say a year away because they got to make some significant improvements on that O-line at running back for sure. They need some defensive pieces. They're still young on that side of the ball. They're young on both sides of the ball. But just feels like Colts will win this game. Yep. Just feels... To me, it feels like Indy will be in the playoffs and Houston won't.
Mm.
So I'm going to go Colts.
I'm locking in Houston minus one.
Ooh. Okay.
I think this is like one game where it matters for both teams.
It does.
And there's not many of those games this week.
You're right.
So I'm going to choose this as one of my
locks. Minshew just has to find a way to just be like pretty good.
Yeah.
And then like in a game like this, just like he'll ball out.
Houston played really well last week. Only allowed 3 points to Tennessee. I know Tennessee's not the best offense, but allowing 3 points against any NFL team is pretty freaking solid.
It is.
So give me Will Anderson to have a pretty good game here.
All right. I don't hate it. I'm torn.
It's a pick'em game.
ESPN gives
minus one.
Let's see. ESPN gives the Colts 51.6% chance to win. Yeah. So, I mean, pretty much a split.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. We'll see. Sunday football.
Do you have Panthers on top?
Got Panthers on top.
Mine's not belled for some reason, but it still has the Panthers on top.
Oh.
Weird.
You know, even when I turned the bell off, I had to go do something else. I don't remember even what it was. Yeah. But I turned the bell off, and then I'd go back, and they'd still be up there.
Yeah.
I had to do something else. Anyway, Panthers-Bucks. Bucks win. They get NFC South.
Yep.
Game that matters in that way. Panthers probably will just play it like a regular game.
They have a chance to spoil it for Tampa Bay.
They do. They do. Last look at Bryce Young for the year.
Yep.
Tampa minus 4.5.
Yep.
I'm going Bucks minus 4.5. Locked.
Take them as locked.
I'm taking them as locked. They let me down last week, so I will do this. One more addition to the dead to me list. If not only they don't win, if they don't cover the 4.5, dead to me. For letting me down back to back weeks.
Does it matter since it's last week, though? Because if they don't win...
It doesn't necessarily matter as far as the future of making bets.
I thought you were about to say they were dead to you for next year. You can't do that.
I can't do that.
It's a completely different team next year.
You can't do that. Baker Mayfield might not even roll out there in Tampa next year. You never know. But it matters just in the fact that nobody wants to be on the dead to me list.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there. And they're the fact scared. That the other people that are on the list right now are only the Patriots and the Giants,
mm-hmm.
You don't want to be there.
No. I think I'm going to go Panthers here.
Really?
Moneyline Panthers, spoil the Bucs season. That seems like something we would do. We played really well last time we were at home against Green Bay. Looked terrible last week on the road at Jacksonville. Didn't even score a point.
Yeah.
Give me Panthers to spoil Tampa Bay season here.
Wow.
Just to go out with a bang.
This is another one where I kind of feel like I just don't see Derek freaking Carr winning the division this weekend.
No.
And I sure as hell don't see the Falcons winning it.
But, I mean, it doesn't matter. All these teams are losing.
I agree.
They're terrible teams.
I agree. But you know how you can just kind of visualize, like, who's going to be in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like, you can kind of just
see. It's kind of hard to envision the Bucs winning as well, letting the Saints do what they just did.
True.
At home last week.
Right.
So.
But this division has been so inconsistent, it is a fitting end for the Bucs to get beat like that and then win this thing.
Yep, we knew it would be that way at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we actually said that we are thinking of even maybe a bold prediction from the beginning of the season that the winner of this division will have a losing record.
Yeah.
And we were pretty freaking close. They're going to finish with 9-8, whoever wins it.
Well, not if the Falcons win.
Not if the Falcons win. That's right. If we get a Falcons win and
if
a Panthers
the
Bucs
win, lose, yeah.
Then we would get that right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go Bucs. I'm going to go Bucs here.
All right.
I also forgot Falcons also earned their way onto the dead to me list. So
Did they?
Couldn't forget about them. It's Giants, Patriots, Falcons, Bucks will have a chance to join.
All right.
Browns, Bengals. Bengals -7, very much a game that does not matter.
Doesn't matter. Browns aren't going to play anyone. They've already clinched their 5 seed or 6 seed. I don't know which one it is.
They'll be the 5 seed.
Yep. And Bengals are eliminated, so
they're eliminated, I actually don't know if they can. If it's certain that they're the 5 seed.
They're 11-5.
But so is Miami. And if Buffalo beats Miami, Buffalo will get the 2. And then would Miami jump Cleveland?
I have no idea.
If Cleveland loses as well this weekend?
Because if Cleveland loses, they'll be 8-4 against the conference. If Miami loses, they'll be 8-4 as well.
No, they'll be 7-5 against the conference.
So it'd probably be Cleveland.
So Cleveland's probably locked into the 5 here.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is crazy.
I will go Cincy. Cleveland's probably not going to be playing anyone. Cincy will be playing Ja'Marr Chase, probably T. Higgins, Joe Mixon. Same ordeal. Stay away from this game, though.
Especially with the 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go Bengals on the money line here. I don't like that at all.
No. I hate it. But it's like they're probably not going to be.
I feel okay about it. I feel okay about Bengals on the money quarterback.
Who the Browns playing at quarterback, and Joku's probably like not going to be playing at all. Amari Cooper's not going to be playing.
Probably. DTR. Maybe run DTR out there because you know what P.J. Walker is.
Yeah.
So maybe just get one more look at DTR.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see if you got anything there. It doesn't matter because Deshaun Watson's the quarterback next year for this football team. But maybe just get another look, see what you got.
Another quick note. Who's going to win comeback player of the year? Right now, DeMar Hamlin's still the favorite at -150. He has had a total of 2 tackles this entire year.
Yeah, Joe but when Flacco's you die on the field, out. Like you're going to get a look.
Does he deserve it?
Felt like a setup of question for sure. Because if I answer that based off playing football, no, he doesn't deserve it. But if we're talking about like being a human being with a heart, then they did resuscitate his on the football field.
And another thing, Buffalo probably just kept him on the roster because it looked a little messed up to release him.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. So do you think he'll be on the roster next year? I mean, honestly, he's a decent football player. What's the harm in letting the guy play special teams?
He'll probably be on the team for another couple of years, and he'll never do anything in the NFL.
You can't cut him for, a few years, I think.
Yeah, it's just a bad look.
Yeah, it's a bad look.
I feel like Flacco deserves it as far as with football play, though, because I figured that's what the award is.
Isn't there another person we're missing? Team? I thought I saw someone else that had, really good odds.
The best I've seen is DeMar at -150 and Flacco at +100.
And there's no one else?
That's the only 2 I've seen.
Anyone that came off a big injury last year or anything? I feel like I'm missing someone.
No one off the top of my head.
I'll have to look at that later, but comeback player of the year, if I had a vote, which I don't, I would vote for Joe Flacco.
Same.
0 knock against DeMar Hamlin.
Flacco's just actually producing
numbers. It's just my football-based opinion.
Yes.
And that's it.
We'll leave it at that.
Browns will lose this game.
Yeah. Doesn't matter for them.
Doesn't matter.
Stay away from it.
Vikings, technically still not eliminated at 7-9,
yep.
Are going to run Nick Mullins out there, I guess. Again.
I thought it was that Jaren Hall last week.
Oh, was it Jaren Hall last week? We'll see, all the more reason not to watch Vikings football. Would you rather watch Jaren Hall or Nick Mullins?
Give me Detroit here. Detroit, lock it in, -3.5 as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Do they have anything to play for?
They think
potentially
so, could
be the 2 seed still
somehow.
If Dallas loses and they win?
If Dallas and Philly loses, I think they'd get the 2 seed.
Is that the only way? Is if they both lose?
I think.
Okay.
I don't know what happens. Obviously, Dallas has a head-to-head over that.
Right.
I'm sure everyone's seen it. Terrible call.
Awful.
Last week.
Pathetic. NFL is so freaking awful. Their referees are so bad.
Yep.
Joke of a league. Joke of officiating system.
So Dallas has the head-to-head over them. So if Dallas wins, they automatically get it.
Right.
I don't know what happens if Philly wins, Dallas loses, and Detroit wins. I don't know who gets it,
mm-hmm.
Philly or Dallas.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
Little side note here. Nick Mullins started last week. Threw for 113 yards and a touchdown.
They got destroyed.
And then Jaren Hall finished 5 of 10 for 67 yards and a pick. Well, maybe he started.
I think he started and they probably took him out because he was playing
total. Total, if you add both of them, QBR for the game, 14.8.
That's good.
Nick Mullins had a 13.7 QBR. Jaren Hall's was 1.1.
It's been a weird year.
It really has.
At quarterback.
Really has.
I think we got, so let's see. Kenny Pickett's been hurt, so Steelers going three different quarterbacks.
Yep.
We've had
Browns.
Browns, four different quarterbacks. DTR, yep. PJ Walker, Deshaun Watson, on yep. Joe Flacco. Bengals, Joe Burrow out for the year. Vikings, Kirk Cousins out for the year.
Jets,
Aaron Rodgers out for the year. Patriots, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, who you playing? Falcons, Desmond
Jets
Ritter.
Jets had Wilson, Simeon, yep. Tim Boyle.
Falcons, Desmond Ritter, Taylor Heineke, who you playing?
Yep.
Saints, I think Ben
Carr's been Carter in and point, out.
Jameis Winston, Taysom Hill. Titans, Ryan Tannehill, Will Levis.
Yep.
Trevor got hurt for a little bit.
Had to play CJ Beathard.
Yep. Cardinals.
They had Joshua
Dobbs
Murray.
Was balling out
Dobbs
early this
year. Dobbs playing
good.
Then he also goes to Minnesota, does good. Then he gets benched.
Nick Mullins, Jaren Hall.
Yep.
Chargers, Justin Herbert out for the year playing Easton Stick.
Yep.
Broncos bench Russell Wilson playing Jarrett Stidham. Raiders bench Jimmy Garoppolo playing Aiden O'Connell.
Yep.
Giants, Tyrod Taylor, Tommy DeVito, mm-hmm. Daniel Jones,
mm-hmm.
Commanders, Sam Howell, Jacoby Brissett. Who you going? Weird
yeah.
year.
Weird
that's
year.
Almost every team.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. Hey, say what you want about the Panthers, baby. We got our guy.
We got Bryce Young,
we
baby.
Got our guy.
Come on.
All right,
who's
yeah, I'm
our
going
backup? Andy Dalton.
Oh, yeah, Andy Dalton. Yeah. That's right. And I'm just going to say, which obviously we needed the backup. You never know. But Andy Dalton is better than like nine QBs you just named.
I'd probably say if we didn't play Bryce Young at all this year,
we
I
would
think
be
we have a better record.
Oh, I agree with that for sure.
Just because veteran, he probably knows how to work the offense
yeah,
a little
just
better.
Less mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Andy Dalton's better than like a bunch of those dudes you just named.
Yeah.
Give me Andy Dalton right now in a football game over Zach Wilson, Trevor Siemian, Tim Boyle, Jaren Hall, Nick Mullins.
Easton Stick.
Yep. Jarrett Stidham, Aiden O'Connell.
Yep.
I mean, we could do this all day. Yeah, I'm going to go Lions here.
Those are my two locks. Got them away quick.
Yeah, I might work out for you. Get them out of the way, you know?
Yep.
Jets, Patriots. 6-10 Jets. Patriots 4-12. Patriots -2. Nobody cares.
Two pretty good defenses here. I think this is a pick'em game. Both offenses not good.
Zach Wilson I saw, so I don't know who they're playing at quarterback.
I don't like the Jets to score that much. Bailey Zappi's, I mean, kind of been showing to score some points.
At least.
Give me Pats.
I'm going to go Pats, too, and I hate it. Hate it, don't care.
This is a game where it doesn't matter for either team, but they'll probably be playing everyone that can play.
Right.
So just two bad teams. Give me Pats.
Yeah, I'll go Pats, too. Hate this game, won't watch it, don't care. Falcons, Saints could matter. It'll matter as far as how they play it.
If Bucks lose.
But only will matter if the Bucks lose.
Yep.
Falcons 7-9, Saints 8-8.
Saints keep themselves in it with that win last week, too.
They do. And I think they'll get it done this week and win this game.
Yep. I think Saints here. Money line. Are you locking this game in?
No.
No?
No. I'm not locking this game in.
I thought you said this one. I can't remember what you
said. I don't like the three.
Yeah.
I think Saints will win, but this is the most unpredictable division in football, in my opinion.
They're not dead to you, are they?
Saints?
Just last week? No, you locked in Bucks.
I went Bucks.
You locked in Bucks. That's right.
No. Saints. Falcons are dead to me, though.
Yeah.
So I'll go Saints here. Jags, Titans, winning in for the Jags.
Yep. And I think they'll get the job done. Trevor, I'd imagine, is going to be back.
You'd think, if at all possible, he will play this game.
Yep. Give me Jacksonville.
I'll go Jacksonville here as well. Titans, I know will fall to 5-12, but a couple positives maybe coming out of Tennessee with Levis this year.
He showed, I mean, that first game was kind of all he did, honestly.
I mean, he kept them competitive for a good many games.
Yeah, got banged up a little bit.
He did.
Nuke had some good games. Mike Vrabel could be on the hot seat next year.
Could be.
Probably going to be losing Derrick Henry this offseason.
Probably, yeah. We'll see. That's an interesting team to watch. And if Derrick Henry is on the move, that could be big.
I've been seeing Derrick Henry to Dallas, especially
Ooh,
with the year that Tony
Pollard
had.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
And he'd do very well on that team.
I think he would well. That offensive line is legit.
1-2 years max.
Yeah, for sure. Agreed.
That'd be a very good addition to a Dallas team. That'd make them a lot more physical.
I think so, too. And if they can get healthy on defense.
Especially with the way Dak's already passing it to CD. You got Brandon Cooks there. You got
Gallup.
Jake Ferguson.
Yep.
Michael Gallup.
Mm-hmm.
They're already a good team.
They are.
Especially with that defense and how banged up the defense is.
Yep.
That could be a scary
team. If they can stay healthy
next
year and they add Henry, that could be big time. Seahawks, 8-8. Cardinals, 4-12. Kind of matters.
Seahawks could still find the way in somehow. I don't think they're eliminated.
They're not eliminated. They need the Pack to lose. And I think that's it.
Bad loss against the Steelers. Well, not bad loss. It was kind of a pick'em game, but game was in Seattle. They lose that game.
Yeah, you really got to win that one if you're Seattle.
That was big. They needed to win that one bad. Give me bounce back. Get a win. I don't know what they need to get into the playoffs.
I think they just need a Green Bay loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Seattle to win this game. -2.5. I kind of like that line. I would think Seattle should be able to cover that. Already got my two locks, though, so I'm going to ride those.
Cardinals are like, they're playing better, though.
Since Kyler's come back, they've been playing very well. Coming off a good win at Philly, 35-31.
Yeah.
Offense looked good.
Kyler's
couldn't
good,
do much
dude.
Against them.
Kyler's good. Good Arizona, you need to be careful with moving on from Kyler Murray this year.
They already
you don't know what you're getting as a rookie. And if you're smart and you're going to have probably the second, third pick somewhere in there, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a game changer at wide receiver. So, just saying.
I believe they already said Kyler's the quarterback next year. That's what the head coach said, but obviously we got 8-9 months until then.
Yeah.
How much COD is he going to be playing, you know?
Oh, that makes a big difference.
Did you see...
Double XP weekend.
It was double XP like this past weekend. He missed like 2 or 3 days of practice.
Yeah.
And there wasn't like an injury designation.
And then balled out. That's wild, dude. Yeah. I just changed my lock mid.
You going to Seattle?
I'm going to Seattle -2.5.
After all that hype about Kyler.
Now I'm thinking. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you. For the next game is Bears-Packers. And I was...
You're going Pack.
I was going
three.
Pack -3.
Bears have been playing good.
And Fields is basically playing for his career in Chicago.
Yep.
In my opinion. Like, trying to finish well, ball out in every game, make him give you another year.
Yeah.
I could easily see in the Bears spoil that for Green Bay. Oh, I could easily see
Bears been
see
playing
it.
Good. But Cardinals been playing good as well. It's a tough one.
Didn't Detroit spoil it for Green Bay last year?
They did.
Aaron Rodgers' last game as a Packer.
Yep. In Green Bay.
I'm going to switch it. I'm going to go Seattle -2.5.
Okay. Hopefully that doesn't come back to bite you in the butt.
Hope not. And then obviously Seattle to win that game. So Bears-Packers. I will stick with the Packers money line here.
Yep.
Because they're winning in for the playoffs.
Yep.
I like the -3. I probably will play this one as well.
Hey, it's last week of the year. You can go 3 if you want.
I'm not going to lock it in.
If you lock it in, I'll lock it in with you.
Okay, I'll lock it in. Packers -3.
Let's go.
Easy money.
Let's go. Come on.
Easy money.
I'll Packers,
take Packers
-3 as well.
100%. Chiefs, Chargers. Here, let me just read this out for you. Chiefs are 10-6.
Yes.
Chargers are 5-11.
Yes.
Chargers favored by 3.5.
Mahomes is not playing. Already ruled out.
As
I'd imagine Kelsey's
Kelsey
not
will
be playing.
Also be ruled out.
Chris Jones might not be playing.
Right. Right.
This is kind of like the Ravens Steelers. The only thing is, Chargers are at home.
Yeah, and you would think probably Eckler and Allen will play.
Yes.
I'll go Chargers.
I don't love it. I'm staying away from this game.
This is a stay-away game.
Completely.
Yeah,
it's the exact same as Ravens Steelers to me.
Yep.
I don't care.
Yep.
I'll just go opposite just to be opposite. Give me Chiefs.
I like it. Could go either way.
I do
My
not
thought
care.
Process has been Chiefs are barely freaking winning if they win at all with all their star players.
It's true.
So I'll just go Chargers here.
I don't hate it.
Broncos 8-8, Raiders 7-9. Doesn't matter at all.
Both eliminated?
Both eliminated.
Okay. Well, at least they're both playing for nothing.
Right. Raiders -3 at home.
Oh, man. Another game no one cares about. No one cares. Just can we just skip this game and just go ahead and go to the offseason, please?
Bingo. I'm going to take Raiders at home.
I'll go opposite. Give me Broncos.
All right, let's do it.
You know what? I'll go Ravens as well. All the games I don't care about, I'll just go the opposite of you.
I like it. Eagles, 11-5. Giants, 5-11. Eagles escape Giants a couple weeks ago in New York. Terrible, terrible loss.
In Philly.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
This is at New York.
In Philly, yeah.
Yep.
And then terrible loss last week in Philly.
Yep.
Now they're in New York. Philly -5 on the road.
So Philly only won one game in December.
Yeah. Yeah. They're on like a 1-5 stretch or something like that.
Yes, 1-4, I think.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Things are bad in Philly.
Lost to Buffalo. Did they lose to Buffalo? No, they beat Buffalo.
They beat Buffalo.
They lost. Who'd they lose to? They've lost, obviously, the Cardinals.
Since
lost to the
that
Niners.
Buffalo,
lost to the Seahawks.
Since the Buffalo game where they went back-to-back weeks of beating the Chiefs. They went 3 straight weeks in November of beating Cowboys, Chiefs, Bills.
Yep.
And then since that November 26th Niners. Game, they lost to the Niners 42-19 at home, 33-13 to the Cowboys on the road.
Seahawks.
20-17 Seahawks on the road, then survived the Giants 33-25 and then lose to the Cardinals at home 35-31. Yep.
It's a big game for them. I know they've been playing terrible. They're too talented to not win this game.
Yeah, they have to. And you have to. You yes, Dallas will probably beat Washington, but you have to win this game to have your chance.
Yep.
Philly wins it here.
Yep, Philly.
Rams, 9-7, already in the playoffs. Niners, 12-4, already the one seed. Doesn't matter for either team.
Another one of those games. Whoever you go, just can be the opposite team.
I just think I'm going to go Niners. They're at home. I know both teams are back. I'm just going to – the Niners are just the most talented team in football top to bottom. Yep. So let me get the Niners backups over the Rams backups.
I agree. Give me the Rams.
Okay.
I do agree. And that's Rams is probably not a good pick here.
Yeah.
But I'll just take
you're
them
doing the opposite
I don't
thing.
Care.
It's the opposite thing.
I don't care.
Yeah. Cowboys, 11-5. Commanders, 4-12. Dallas, minus 13 on the road here.
This game's important. This wraps up the NFC East for them.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter at all for Washington.
No.
Dallas should win this game and cover this 13 number.
It's another one of those games. The only thing that matters for Commanders here is spoiling it for Dallas.
Right.
Can we mess up them not getting the NFC East, make it more difficult for them in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Give me Dallas to win this game.
Yeah, Dallas will win this game.
Yep.
And I'm not going to lock it, but I will play the Dallas minus 13 more than likely.
I'm definitely going to be throwing them on a teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely on a teaser here.
Maybe a special teaser and just get them at the money line almost. Yeah. Yep. And then game of the week. One of the few that truly, truly matters for both teams.
Yeah, I'm glad this is on Sunday night too.
100%. Bills, 10-6. Miami, 11-5. Bills, road favorites by 3. AFC East on the line.
Yep, and Bills either can wrap up the 2 seed here with a win.
Yeah.
If they lose this game and the Steelers win... And the Jags win, I believe.
Right.
They're not in the playoffs.
And that is honestly a very plausible scenario.
Ravens aren't playing anyone.
Yeah.
Steelers matters to them.
Yep.
Jags should beat Tennessee.
Yeah.
This is a very important game for Buffalo. Dolphins already wrapped up in a playoff spot.
But they want that division.
They want the division.
Because they want to be the 2 seed, not the 5.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the 5 seed, you'd probably be playing the winner of the AFC South. That would be a good matchup, but the only problem would be on the road. So you still you want the 2 seed.
And to be honest, though, if it's Jags, I don't love that.
Miami.
If it's Houston or Indy, you love that.
Yeah.
You don't love that against
the
Jags.
You don't want to go play Trevor. I know he's kind of been down the past few weeks, but they're too talented. They got ETN. They got Calvin Ridley.
I mean, his only 2 playoff appearances are a 27-0 comeback and then almost beating the freaking Chiefs.
Another thing to think about, I don't know when he's going to be back, if he's going to be back, but Christian Kirk, is he going to be back
for
playoffs?
He's projected back this week.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's important for the Jags.
That is very important.
Because they haven't
been
playing
well. Their offense has struggled since he's been gone.
So, Bills Dolphins here, and we're kind of talking about the Jags.
I'm torn a little bit here, because as I look at this on paper, I think Dolphins make sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with one of those things again, where I just can't see the Bills not in the playoffs this year, and I don't think they even leave it a chance. Give me Bills to win this game on the road.
Bills beat them pretty good in Buffalo earlier this year.
Way
probably in September, October. I can't remember when it was.
Yep.
Dolphins, they've been having some injuries. They lose, what's the name, like Jalen Phillips or something? That DN.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They just lost Bradley Chubb for the year.
Yep.
He tore his ACL.
Yep.
Jalen Waddle's high ankle sprain.
Yep.
Tyreek Hill, he's not 100%. He's kind of been dealing with some ankle issues. Yeah.
And Tua got injured last week.
Yep, and Mostert was out last week. I don't know if he's going to be back.
And A-Chain questionable this week. They're both their running backs are questionable every week.
Yep. Saying that, all those issues for the Dolphins.
Oh,
give me no way.
Really?
They're at home.
I felt pretty certain you were going Buffalo there.
I don't
Buffalo's
like Buffalo
playing
this year.
So much better this
But they're
right
still
now.
Barely winning. They barely
they
beat
are.
The Pats last week.
They did.
Barely beat the Chargers the week prior.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're playing great.
They're
Stephon
not.
Stephon Diggs hasn't been doing anything lately at all. I don't know what's going on there. Because he was tearing it up early this year, and then he's gone like the last month and a half doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So.
They will need him to do absolutely something.
Yep.
If they're going to have a chance to win this game.
I think Miami's obviously came off a terrible loss against Baltimore, just got absolutely routed. Give me a bounce back week.
Yeah.
Important game here.
I don't know if it matters that much because Baltimore just routing everybody right now.
They
and go. Let me speak this right on into existence that bye is going to kill Baltimore.
Yeah.
Not playing your starters this week and then having that bye.
I have 2 weeks off.
That's a big deal in my opinion. And yeah. I don't like the idea of taking the mojo out of a hot team.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
That's just that, but you also are going to be a lot more fresh because you get that extra 14 days off. So
seems like it just doesn't matter that much normally.
It seems like it hurts more than it helps, but give me Miami to win this game.
Yeah, all right. Quick QB1, RB1, wide receiver one for fantasy. We have, like I said, a little narrowed down field here to choose from.
Yep.
But some of the guys we might want to choose are not even going to take the field this week.
Yeah. Yep.
QB1, I'm going to ride the train we were just on. I'm going to go Josh Allen.
Okay.
I think...
he's been balling this year.
Yep. And I think he's got to have a monster game. Not just a good game. I think he has to have a monster game for them to win down there in Miami. So I'm going to go Josh Allen, QB1.
QB1 for me.
Some guys out for sure this week.
Hmm?
A lot of guys out. No Lamar, no Mahomes, no Purdy, no Stafford.
Give me CJ Stroud.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's going to need a big one too.
That game matters.
I think he might need 300 yards for them to win
Colts
this week.
Colts don't have a great defense.
I like that.
Give me CJ Stroud.
I'm good with that.
Yep.
RB1. I'm going to call this one a little under the radar. It's not too much, but it is a little.
Don't take mine.
DeAndre Swift.
No.
Okay.
I wasn't going that.
Where are you going?
I'm going Aaron Jones.
Oh, okay. Good game last week.
He's gone back-to-back weeks of over 100 rushing yards.
Okay.
Hasn't found the end zone.
He's due.
He's due.
And they need him to have 100 against Chicago.
He's been playing well lately, just hasn't found the end zone. Give me Aaron Jones to have a good week and find the end zone 2 times this week.
Okay. I'm going to go Swift. Eagles need...
The only thing I hate about DeAndre Swift is they find a way to get the 1 yard line.
Every and they tush push.
And tush push. Jason Kelsey's talked about it. He goes to DeAndre Swift every time. He's like, I'm sorry, man. You know what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I hate about him.
Yeah.
Just because you know they just find a way to get the 1 yard line.
I get that.
You know?
I get that.
But
maybe, just maybe this week, you don't want to put your quarterback in harm's way going into the playoffs.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yep.
I'm going to go Swift against the soft Giants defense.
I like it.
Wide receiver one.
Are you going?
I feel like we might be going the same route here.
Uh-oh.
Unless you're going under the radar.
You going Reek?
Who?
Reek. Tyreek.
I'm not going Reek.
I'm not going him.
You're not going Reek?
Uh-uh.
Who are you going?
You want to go 1, 2, 3 set?
Yeah, let's do it.
Just say first name.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
CD. Amin-Ra. Okay. I'm going CD Lamb here. Washington is an easy matchup over there, and they got to have it.
I just see them possibly getting off to a huge lead and not even playing them in the second half.
They could.
I think Detroit, Minnesota is going to stay a little bit of a closer game.
I like that.
Amin-Ra is just a great receiver. He's been playing well all year.
He is.
Best career year so far, I think, for him. Give me Amin-Ra to keep it going. Stay hot.
You know one thing I didn't think about? What are the times of the games for Dallas and Detroit?
Detroit's a 1 o'clock game. Dallas is a... 4:25 game.
Okay. So Detroit will have to play the whole game as if they don't know it'll happen.
Yep.
Because...
kind of matters.
Right. Because I was going to say, if Dallas played first and they won,
yep,
then Detroit would probably not play their guys.
Yep.
Because they probably locked in the three.
Yep.
The three seed will be locked up. But does all irrelevant now. I didn't think about that. Time slots and stuff.
Yep.
All right. We'll see. We got some good picks for fantasy. We got some good locks. Worst week of the year for NFL football, in my opinion. We're going to get, like, I'm going to say 2 games that, like, truly matter.
That's another thing to take note for next year. We need to end the fantasy season.
Yeah, a week earlier. Yep. Yeah, for sure. We'll get that done as well. That's it. Season 4, episode 1 in the books. 2024 is upon us and a new season at Sub-Zero Sports. Go follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, website. All the stuff. We got it. We'll be back at you with the College Football Podcast. We out.